This is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me in the studio today are Ann Bound Crawford, Melina Ives, Chloe Schmidt, and Annika Morrow. Melina, Chloe, and Annika are all students of Ann at the Arcata Art Institute. And this fashion showcase that will be taking place, the Flow Fashion Show, is a showcase in a culminating event for the Arcata Art Institute's fashion design students. Some of the students will be returning for their third showcase. For others, it will be their first time. Welcome to you all. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So I will talk to the senior member of the group first. Melina.
Hi.
You are a senior at the Institute.
Yeah.
And you're also an ambassador. Tell me what that is.
As an ambassador, I interact with the public a lot. I'm basically the bridge between the art program and people who view the arts and interact with it at all. And so I explain things to people, and I explain things to admin, and I show the facilities to people who want to come visit where we work and how we work, and they get to see it all, and I explain it to them.
Okay. And Chloe, you are actually a junior at the Institute, and mm-hmm. you're one of the designers, and this is your second year?
Yes.
So tell me what you do as a designer.
Well, I designed a line of gowns that are inspired by the colors of the sky at different times of the day, and I sewed them all, and then I actually dyed all the fabric, reflecting photos that I took of the sky.
Wow. Okay. That's beautiful. And Annika, a sophomore student
yes.
and a designer as well, but you do something a little different with your designs and your fabrics. Tell me about
yes.
that.
Yes. Two of my main passions are math and art, which a lot of people think of as very opposite areas of study, but I want to show people that the beauty that is in art can also be shown in math. So my line this year is inspired by math and art, and I used a concept that I'm learning in calculus called the slope field, which I printed on the fabric. I used a laser cutter to cut through the fabric using a file that I made in Illustrator, and using that fabric, I sewed my line okay. of clothing.
And now I'll turn to you, Anne. You're the founder and media and visual arts faculty member of the Arcata Arts Institute. Tell me, how long has the Institute been around?
So this is our 12th year. It's kind of fun, so we feel like we actually are a solid part of the school. We're a program within Arcata High School for visual and performing arts, for advanced study of visual and performing arts, but we're also a career technical education program. So we do career pathway development with the kids to go into the arts, media, and entertainment fields.
So in addition to media and visual arts, what are some of the other components of the Institute?
So we embrace the performing arts as well. We have the acting end of theater as well as the theater tech part of that arena. And then we also have music, mainly specializing in small ensemble music, but in all different types of genre. And then we have a technical aspect of that too. So we teach recording, and then all of the strands come together in various projects like this. And the kids do everything. They even handle all of the publications that we use to advertise everything.
Wow. And I guess that's where you come in, Melina, as the PR person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the Arcata Arts Institute is a separate but part of Arcata High School, do you take classes in both at the high school and within the Institute? And does it extend your day a little bit, or is it all combined?
Yes, so I'm technically enrolled in Arcata High, and then through that I have access to the Arcata Arts Institute, which extends my day to 3:50 every day instead of 3:20, and we get extra time to work on art and different projects, and there's a lot of interaction between the regular school and Arcata High, the Arcata Arts Institute, so it's not, like, extremely separate. Like, everyone's involved somehow, whether they're in the makers class, or they're in the music program, or they do orchestra. They're all in the same facilities and they hang out at the same time. So okay. It's pretty interactive.
Yeah. All the artsy guys are together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool thing. Yeah. Like-minded people in one setting is, I'm sure you can feed off of
each
other. Yeah,
there's definitely a community.
Very, mm-hmm. very cool. So, Chloe, tell me a little bit about your designs. You said you have a few gowns in the show.
Yeah, I have four, one for each relative time of the day. There's a sunrise and then all the way through midnight. And I use photos that I've taken of the sky and reflected those colors onto the gowns that I sewed. My grandmother was a silk painter, and so I used her help and skill to help me dye and blend the colors on my dresses.
Okay. And you have several models, or will you be modeling yourself? Or
I have four separate models.
Okay. Yeah. Different times of the day, I guess. Not much time for swapping out designs, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful concept. I really like that idea.
Thank you.
And to you, Annika, you've used math, which I said I'm allergic to, but you've combined art and math. Explain exactly how you used that for your fabric and what that looks like. Describe it as best you can for radio.
So my designs are inspired by slope fields, and slope fields are kind of hard to explain, but it's kind of similar to if you've seen a map with lines that show the direction of the wind kind of flowing musically and very visually. That is what a slope field looks like, but it actually represents a very beautiful concept of calculus, I think. It represents an infinite number of solutions to a problem.
Wow. And how many designs do you have in the show?
I have four designs.
And four separate models as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm modeling one of my own dresses as well.
And Melina, will you be modeling or?
Yes, I actually have my own line as well, and I'll be modeling in it. My line explores unfinished almost. I have a hard time with abstraction, and so I've been trying to integrate it more into my life, and so I've made some pieces of clothing that wouldn't necessarily be seen everywhere, and so I could explore a little bit more of the shapes of the fabrics and how I can manipulate them to make the people wearing them look different in their form instead of just the colors and patterns and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And we're almost out of time.
So I should note, you keep asking how many. We'll have close to 80 models on the runway.
80.
Because we don't swap out clothes. So we have a lot of students from Arcata High involved in this show overall, which really makes me happy.
So even if they're not part of the Institute, and that's where the crossover occurs.
Yeah.
So male and female, all genders are covered.
Yeah. Wow. And sculptures. We've got sculptures on the runway this year. We've got about 20 sculptures. We call them spirit skins. It's a show not to be missed this year.
And Melina, where is that show going to be Saturday night?
It's going to be at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and it'll be at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7:30, so I recommend getting there early to get a good seat.
An all-ages event, I'm guessing, since we're talking high school students?
Yeah.
Okay. And will there be entertainment there as well?
The model show is the entertainment.
Absolutely. There's no need for anything else because the show is the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything surprising we can look forward to in the show? Shocking, maybe?
Just all the designs. Everyone has a different interpretation of how they put their ideas out into the world. And so it's just, I don't know, I'm excited. I haven't seen all the clothes either, so I'm really pumped for dress rehearsal tonight. I get to see him for the first time.
And I'll end with you. How do you think the Institute has grown over the 12 years? What have you seen and what can you expect in years to come?
I've seen a real, there's been an important culture built inside of Arcata High School, and it makes me really proud because Arcata High has embraced this culture and we've become a real creative entity within the larger community of Arcata. We're an exemplary arts school designated by the California Department of Education, and that's for the whole school overall. So I like to think we've had some influence in bringing Arcata High into a real model for the whole state as what a creative school could be, especially in a rural environment.
So have you seen students who have participated as perhaps models have a growing interest in the Institute in years following?
I was a model last year, and that really inspired me to do it this year.
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. So I'll ask you, Melina, in closing, if you can give us where we can get more information about the event and the Institute and where tickets can be purchased.
There's more. You can purchase tickets at Hot Knots on the plaza across from Ultimate Yogurt, and for more information about the event, you can visit artsinstitute.net, and there's all sorts of information on there about all of our events, and I'm just excited for the show, and Arcata Arts Institute, the whole thing is just a really great community place, and it's really integrated well into the school, and one of my favorite things that I've heard is probably a football player talking about, and he said the roles of a football player and an art student are reversed at this school than they are at other schools.
That is beautiful. And that's where the collision is a beautiful connection. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you all. Thank you to Anne, Melina, Chloe, and Annika. And good luck on the runway this Saturday
evening.
Thank you.
You can make it.
Thank you. Yes.